Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back to Marriage and Martinis. I'm Adam and here's Danielle.
Hi.
I can do this.
Yeah, you can do this.
I got this.
I know. It's the end of the year.
I know.
We're exhausted.
How's that for some intro?
Well, this has been the last week of school for the kids. I've been actually at schools like volunteering and stuff.
Well, volunteering. Weren't you just like at a party?
Yeah, I was volunteering at the party.
Oh, that was very nice.
Yeah. I was in there with the kids and...
I know, I'm just kidding. I know you were.
I was, which is big for me. I don't do it a lot anymore, especially this was our third kid that I did it for.
I remember in the beginning, you were like gung-ho.
Yeah. I think everybody is in the beginning.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. First kid.
You're like happy and proud to be there.
Yeah.
And the further along it got...
I'm still happy and proud to
Are
be
you?
There. I am. Once I'm there, it's exciting and everything. I'm more just like during the day, the day goes by so fast that when it's interrupted by anything, I'm sort of like, oh my God, how am I going to get everything done?
Right.
So going, it's not that I don't enjoy doing it.
Commitment too.
Yeah. Right? Well, it's commitment, but I do the kind of volunteering where you just show up. I'm not the class mom. I no longer, like, I literally this year on the sheet, you could say if you wanted to volunteer. And I said, if you're looking for someone to half-ass it, I'm your girl. I know the teacher, so I could say half-ass. But if you're looking for someone to, like, plan stuff, I mean, the mom did an amazing job who was in charge of everything. The games that she had were incredible. She must have been on Pinterest for, like, hours trying to plan the stuff. But I just showed up and, like, clapped for the kids when they did it. So I had a great job.
Yeah, I know you've been, like, crazy busy with the kids and with the holidays coming up. And you have to – I was just saying to you this morning, like, every day the kids have to wear something different to school. Like, it was – bright shirt day one day, holiday shirt the next day.
Ugly,
like,
sweater day.
It's everything. There's just a lot of craziness happening.
Stuff you have to buy for literally one day of the year.
Right.
And I always say I'm not going to do it. And then that day comes and I'm like, oh, well, my kid's going to then, they're going to be the kid who doesn't have it.
Yeah. So
I feel bad.
Like you feel like you have to do it.
I do feel like I have to do it still. Well, it's easier with hand-me-downs now. Like Jonah has all the stuff from Ian. So it's a little bit, I'm not really buying new stuff because I actually did keep all that stuff. But like Mia had ugly sweater day and, you know, they have whatever, wear red and green or whatever it is. And when you wake up in the morning, like that's the last thing you want to be thinking about. I barely have clean clothes for them to wear on a regular day. I can't be like color coordinating their outfits when I am so behind in laundry all the time.
Yeah. Listen, it's just everybody knows it's crazy time. It's crazy time for me. It's crazy time for you. I'm coming into, you know, my biggest week of the year where I'm just nonstop. I'm not going to see you for a week. And it's crazy. We're exhausted. Everybody's exhausted. But it's the holidays, so it's fun.
It's
so
fun, it's too. It's starting to feel like it had that winter smell outside today that made me happy.
Did it?
Yeah. Well, I was driving somewhere and a lot of places I think had their fireplaces on and it smelled.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it smelled good.
I want a fireplace.
We have a fireplace.
I mean, it's gas. It doesn't count.
Oh, yeah.
It'll suck.
Okay, so 2019. So not only is it the end of the year, it is the end of the decade. Have you thought about that?
I guess not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the end of a decade.
Right.
We haven't been concentrating on that, but that's a big deal.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think that's kind of crazy to think that 10 years ago was 2010.
I'm still thinking it's the 90s.
Right, so, right.
That's where my head is.
Yep. So I thought we'd take an episode and just sort of look back on 2019. It was the first full year of the podcast, and a lot happened.
It's been a big year for us.
Yes.
One of the biggest changing years of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, personally and accomplishment-wise.
Yes.
And parenting this year, we have a high schooler in 2019. We had a middle schooler. Like, we just, it was a lot going on, a lot of change.
Yeah.
And I feel more change coming.
Uh-oh. Good?
I think so. Hope so.
Me too.
So, yeah, I really do. I think so. And
but you know what? To interrupt you, I hope there's a lot of good change, but I hope there's a lot of what changed this year to continue mm-hmm. and progress.
It only changed pretty recently.
Yeah. Well, okay. So we'll get into all that kind of stuff.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I want everybody at home, when we were going through everything, it's nice to look back and think about your year. And maybe when you're driving around and everything, you have a little bit of time to just be thinking about stuff. Rather than right now, there's no time to just sit down and do it. So if we start to talk about it, it might inspire other people to think about looking back on the year and then thinking about the next year to come without actually having like a resolution. Because I think I'm kind of done with resolutions.
Right.
I liked the idea of what Amy said in the holiday episode about having a word or three words to sort of encapsulate everything, like in the middle of your chalkboard or, you know, in the middle of your vision board or planner or whatever it is. And whatever you're doing to come, whatever your year brings, you want it to reflect one of those three words or all of those three words. And that's how you sort of figure out what your goal is, rather mm-hmm. than being like, I want to eat healthier, I want to exercise more, you know, I want to be more punctual. Like, instead of doing something like that, if you have three words that describe how you want it to feel, then you can figure out, well, okay, what am I going to do that's going to get me to those three words?
Yeah, I feel like a resolution is more of like a blanket statement of something that you wish could happen. And you kind of, I don't want to say pretend to do for 2 months and then March comes and it's over.
Yeah, you're gung-ho.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's why, like, you can't get into a gym in January. But come mm-hmm. February, March, you know, get to any gym you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So I think what you're saying about what Amy was saying was...
Right. It's more attainable.
Yeah.
It makes sense. So I liked that. Okay. So what do you think are greatest? So first I want to talk a little bit about the podcast, and then I wanted to go into just like regular life. So I was wondering what you think our greatest achievement in the podcast was this year.
Well, I think even though we started in 2018... I kind of look at it as more, I look at more of 2019 as our accomplishments of the podcast, because I think we kind of broke free from the beginning stages and figuring things out. And I feel like for 2019, we kind of found what we were doing and understand what we're doing and overcoming that vulnerability. Mm-hmm. I always have trouble with that word, mm-hmm. vulnerability and putting ourselves out there. And I think we kind of, not to say we overcame it, because we still get vulnerable doing this a little bit.
You don't get vulnerable. No. You still get anxious about anxious. Being vulnerable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not using that word anymore because I can't pronounce it. I struggle with that word. But I think one of our biggest achievements is getting in, you know, getting here, talking into the mic and talking about the things that we do and being more comfortable doing that. Because in the beginning, that was really, really hard.
And we were editing the shit out of episodes at the beginning.
So much stuff out.
Yeah. But we don't do that anymore.
Thank you.
We don't.
I know. Thank you because you've overcome.
Right. Well, but can I be honest? And
sure.
I don't want to start editing more again, but everybody always says, oh, don't edit. But since we have stopped editing, I have certainly gotten a lot. I get so much support also, but we have gotten more negative feedback from people who don't like something we say.
But that's okay.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is I used to edit those things out because I was scared of the negative feedback. But now that we've stopped editing them out, it's like people say, and I think one of my greatest achievements and our greatest achievements for the podcast this year is that people always say, you know, just don't worry about what people think. And the people who love you are going to love you, and the people who don't. But when somebody doesn't, it really hurts.
Yeah.
It does. And I think that when we've gotten that negative feedback, whether it be a review or somebody says, you know, I sounded so angry, or I sounded, you know, like I was a bitch, or I was rehashing something again that I shouldn't be rehashing, or whatever they said, in the next episode where I could have been like, shit, I'm not going to be so honest. I'm not going to be so vulnerable. I never did that. And you never did that. Mm-hmm. We kept the course, and we, whatever we were arguing about in real life, we argued about on the podcast, and whatever right. was going on in real life, we weren't trying to, to sugarcoat anything. And this was a year of big hashing it out, and it was kind of a shit show year. So those episodes were us hashing it out. And whereas in 2018, we definitely edited out a lot of that stuff and probably got less negative feedback, I'm really proud that we didn't do that this year.
Yes, and I'm proud of you for not making me edit those things
out.
Well,
thank you. Well, yes. I have to
And I'm no longer editing out the ums and the you knows. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, once in a while, you'll still make me take the you knows out.
Well, sometimes I just sound like an idiot.
No, that's, I'm the idiot from the feedback, if you remember correctly.
That was one time.
But that's because that used to piss me off. That drove me nuts because that yeah. I had to find, you know.
You know.
I had to go through it so, you know, minutely, you know.
Fine tooth comb.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. And it took so long to do. And who cares? Nobody even hears the ums. They're the you knows. Yeah, they hear it.
No, they do too.
Well, now they will that we're talking about it.
But you have been, the thing with the editing is that you have been so good at, like, my OCD is, I mean, sometimes with some of these episodes, it is like full on. Mm-hmm. And you're good at talking me down off a ledge sometimes. Like sometimes if something happens where I say something or I know what the feedback is going to be, sometimes I'll say to you like, we can't release it. Let's not release it. Or if somebody does say something negative, I'm like, maybe we should just give up. Maybe we just shouldn't do it anymore. Yes. Maybe we should be done. You know, because in that moment when it hurts, it hurts. And you're really good at talking me down.
Well, you get very nervous about it. I'd say at least once every single episode you say, should we have said this?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I say, yes, of course we should have.
Right. But I feel like I have to. It's my OCD. I feel like I have to ask you. I need that reassurance. Like, and then I also feel like if we get in trouble for it, I could be like, "Well, you said it was okay."
Exactly. Set me up. Yeah.
But no, I'm proud of both of us for that. Was a really big deal because we did come a long way. Some of those earlier episodes, while there's still a lot of great episodes, they're not as. They're not as just like free range as the other ones that we've done. So yeah, right. I'm proud of us for that. Okay. So what do you think we really need to work on for the podcast in 2020?
I think we need to work on expanding into new areas. In other words, getting, you know, video up, starting to do that, which we've been talking about for a long time, which I really want to do. Mm-hmm. So I want to start learning how to do that because all these things that we need to expand to, I need to learn how to do.
But you always talk about that. Like, I think people don't care. You're always like, well, we need to have good lighting and stuff. I don't think people give a shit. And all the lighting in the world isn't going to make me look any better. So let's just do it.
You mean just like
everything else.
Get a kickstand, put a phone on it, hit record.
Sure.
Excuse me.
I mean, we're in a garage podcast anyway.
Yeah,
we don't have a studio. We don't have a team. We have nothing. So the video is, if you make perfect video, it's not going to
even
flow with
everything. I'm not
even saying
perfect video, but you have to think about the editing and, you know, adding the intros.
What are you editing if you're not editing? Like, what are you editing?
Well, you still have to edit it. Like, the video is just on.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
So that's okay. Like when we stop, when the dogs bark, when the whatever happens.
That's what good mama's bad choices does. It works for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. But
yeah.
Do people want to just sit here and watch us talking to each other? Doesn't there have to be more involved? I don't know.
Every time I say an you take an article of clothes off.
What? You're covering your mouth.
Every time I say an you're going to take an article of clothing off.
Okay.
And every time you say the word thing, I'm going to take that article of clothing you took off and put it on me.
Okay.
So you have less clothes, I get more clothes.
I understand. I get the gist of your game
here. We'll lose so many viewers if I take off any clothing.
Oh, stop.
So, yeah, but I think that, yeah, I think that, that yeah, that's video. That's what it is. They, I think that people just want to see. I don't know.
But I shouldn't even say that because the video, the I watch YouTube podcasts YouTube. So, yeah, I kind of enjoy just watching it. So, yeah, I guess. Who knows? I don't know.
And you're
know.
Not just sitting there watching it. You have it on in the background.
Correct.
While you're, yeah, so that's what people are doing. They're not just sitting there watching us like we're,
I'm
you
like
know,
70% listening, 30% watching.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And then whatever else we could think of. We want to do live shows. We want to tour. We
I'm
want
to
do that kind
do
of stuff.
I'm dying to do a live show, yeah.
People have asked us to come to whatever state they're in and do some kind of live show, which I have no idea what's involved with that. But you do
I
now because, yeah, you've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really want to do it now.
So stuff like that. That's what I want to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to have, I want to work on different stories and having like more people from different backgrounds and experiences. I definitely want to branch out. I want to do more about, you know, different cultural things and just different types of marriages and everything. And I'm trying really hard. It's, it is hard when you don't have a producer and everything because, you know, they can spend so much more time doing like reaching out to those people and everything. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm trying to write episodes and do the social media and everything. So, it's, it, it is hard to juggle it all, but I do want to have more of that in the next year. And I also think that, wait. No.
So if this was on video, they'd be watching you do this.
Oh.
Without editing.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait.
That's a good point.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. I lost my train of thought. So how come when Joe Rogan does his podcast, how come he never has moments like this where he's like,
I don't know.
Right.
He's a pro.
Yeah, we're not.
I mean, he's already famous. He knows what he's doing. I don't know if that means anything. But,
maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
But he, I mean, he has different guests talking about different things every single episode. Uh-huh. So maybe there's not as much they have to think about. Like, the topics are different.
I guess when we're doing an interview with people or when we're, like, face-to-face with other people.
Yeah, there's never a pause.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's, what, it's just when it's the two of us. But yeah, I just think that we need more of like you said, branch out, but I'm talking about branching out into different stories and different types of people. And, I want more of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You asked me what I really need to work on in 2020.
Oh yeah.
And my answer to that is finding more time to do more, making more time. That's what
figuring out how to get more hours in the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. But there's got to be some time somewhere I can, I don't know what it is, but I want to work on doing that, like just to be able to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the answer now. So that's something that I want
to
work on.
Right. I think everyone wants more time to do things in 2020. What about your biggest personal growth as a podcaster?
I guess it kind of goes back to what I said first was feeling more comfortable talking into the mic. Talking about what we talk about.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert. I don't like talking to people too much. You know, I kind of have to know them before I start getting into, you know, conversations and it stick me in a party by myself and I'll be like in the
hovering in a corner.
I'll be like in a ball in a corner. You know, like that's just not me. And talking into a mic like this about what we're talking. I know nobody's here. I'm not talking to anybody.
It's only a
I'm
few people listening.
But at least they're not in front of me face to face, I guess.
Right.
That's what makes it easier. But I never spoke into a mic in my life. I never talked openly like about things that we talk about in my life.
Uh-huh.
And this has happened only within the last year to year and a half. So that's a huge personal growth.
Yeah.
Growth? Yeah, I guess. I mean, if that's what we're looking to do, then it's a growth, right? Mm-hmm. And then also with the editing and stuff like that, I feel like I've gotten much more comfortable. I do it in half the time, the technical stuff, the background stuff, nobody cares about, but I'm proud of myself for that.
I'm proud of you too for that. I think you've come a long way with that too, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think my biggest personal growth is when we first started, you know, when I listened to certain podcasts, you know, Oprah's Soul Sessions or something where the person is a professional at what they're doing. And there are a lot of those podcasts out there. They know how to interview from the onset. you and I are not professional interviewers by any stretch of the imagination.
No, not even
so when we started, we really started from scratch learning how to do it. And I think this past year, we've both come a long way with it. We've become much better listeners and more comfortable. I think the questions we ask are more thought-provoking. And we've found our niche more with it.
So you're talking about with doing the interviews?
Yeah, when we're doing the interviews.
Well, you've definitely come from nothing to... I mean, you set the whole thing up. You write the whole thing. I mean, you went from 0 to 60 in no time. I think it's incredible with what you've been doing with it. And I am starting to talk more. So I've grown.
You have grown.
So I talk a little bit now in the mm-hmm. interviews.
You do. Well, if you had more prep time, you would talk more, I think.
Yeah, but I think you kind of know, you're more comfortable and know what you're doing with these interviews. I guess maybe because of the research and you know who they are a lot.
Probably.
More than I do.
Probably. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think as far as some of the feedback that I get is definitely that I cut you off when we're in episodes.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
I do. I get passionate and I get what's the word? I can't wait.
You know.
I'm impatient, and I definitely do. I need to work on that. I need to sit back from my microphone when we're in the middle of a argument.
Mm. It's not even just arguments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's quite often.
Is it?
No. Why do you think you do that? Is it because you want to get to your point as fast as possible?
I think like in real life. So I think the fact that we're married.
Mm-hmm, we are.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times podcasters, not making excuses for myself, I need to work on it. But I think a lot of times as podcasters, people have to be a little more careful of the comfort level of the back and forth. Maybe isn't as sometimes I forget their microphones here,
right.
Which is probably good in a lot of ways. But after the episode, I'm in my mind, I'm like, holy shit, I cannot believe all that just happened. But so I'm not stopping and thinking to myself, there's a microphone here. I need to move back and limit, just like when we're in a regular argument, or if people at home can think about arguments with their spouse, like, do you really sit back when you're enraged about something or just really emotional about something and logically let the other person talk? No, you're, well, maybe some people do, but you know, you're back and forth really hashing it out. And it gets passionate and it gets carried away. And that's what happens with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I need to start to have some strategies during the episodes to move away from it, do some breathing techniques or something, meditate for a minute or two,
yeah,
and then get back into it.
Yeah, but I don't think we've been fighting quite as much.
Mm-hmm.
On the, well, we haven't in our personal life, and so we obviously haven't on the podcast.
Well, right, but there was probably when we were really going through the thick of everything, it was all on podcast, and so there are quite a few episodes in there of us really getting into like the,
yeah. Do you think
the eye of the storm, and it's hard in the eye of the storm to back yourself up and be like, okay, let's just give him a minute. You're like, no, I want to fucking say what I want to say.
You think we've lost any listeners because we haven't been fighting quite as much as we used to? I mean, people, like, I've heard that maybe people kind of like the fighting. And like, maybe number one, it's entertainment. But this is real. There's everything that we do back and forth is 100% real. The fighting was real. But maybe number one, people like it as entertainment. Or number two, because, holy shit, that's how we fight. Or I love listening to that because my wife and I, or my husband and I, fight like that.
Can I be honest?
Yeah,
I don't
course.
Think we're never going to fight again. I don't
of
think
course.
That's...
I stopped us having a fight this morning, actually.
Yeah, I had
Didn't
just gotten
I?
My period.
I know you did. It was very obvious. You were so irrational.
And you bought me so much chocolate tonight, so I love
so
you.
So irrational.
I know. I was not. It was not. No, don't say that it was not irrational. Don't do that.
I can't use the word irrational.
No, it was. No. It was a combination. It was a combination of things.
Okay.
But yes, we almost could have got. No, I do not think the end of our fighting, because I don't. I think we're gonna argue and fight until the day we die.
No,
I think
we're
that's
not.
Just who we. I don't think. I don't think it's gonna be what it's been. But certainly, I don't think that fighting on a once in a while is unhealthy. I think that...
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Right.
Of course.
Right. So I just don't see us as the people we are. never arguing or fighting. And even when it's not about marriage, you and I have so many differing opinions about things.
Yes.
So we have plenty to argue about. I'm not worried about that.
Okay, good. I can't
but
wait
I
for
also
the next
think
one.
That people have said that we've gone through. And I think it's a nice welcome change, just like in real life. It's a nice welcome change when there is a breather.
Yeah, just like good, fun, entertaining.
Yeah, and I think that's what 2020 is going to bring. I think 2020 is going to bring a different, listen, the last few months, and once we get into 2020, we'll talk about it more. But we talked a little bit about it in the episode, Isn't It Supposed to Be More Beautiful Than This? Which we got a ton of feedback for that episode. One of the, of all 2019, that was one of the ones that we got the most feedback. Ton of really positive feedback. That's also when I got a lot of the reviews saying, I was so mean to you, I cut you off, this and that. But that was really a pivotal episode for us, because that was really right after we had probably the biggest fight we've ever had, mm-hmm. where I told you to leave and everything. So we were really at a pivotal moment then. And thankfully, a lot has happened since then that it's so much more positive. But whatever people say about that episode, it got us to where we are.
Yeah? You think that episode, you think, got us like to where
whatever the time frame of that episode was.
That was recent. It was 3 months ago, right?
Right. Well, so that's when it's been since.
Right.
3 months that we've really been kind of entering a
oh,
new
got
phase.
You and I together as a couple.
Yeah,
where
yeah,
we
yeah.
Are.
It got
I
us
you meant
to
the
where.
Podcast.
No,
I'm
no,
sorry.
No, 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 okay. no, no, no. You and I to where we are.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Whatever happened in that episode needed to happen. So whatever the negative feedback was, for us, it was good. It worked.
Yeah. Fuck you if you didn't like
Stop
it.
Stop that. Don't do
well,
that.
Well, that's true.
You're going to edit. I need you to edit that out.
Well, I mean that because, well, my wife and I are in the best place we've almost ever been.
Yeah.
So if you didn't like it.
Right.
Too bad. How's that?
People
better?
Get uncomfortable.
Too bad?
People get uncomfortable. Sometimes listening back, I get uncomfortable. I'm like, I can't believe we fucking did that.
We're going to be editing out half this episode.
You think so? Do you?
Well, either number one, because I'm too tired to even know what I'm saying.
Oh.
Or number two, because I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, for 2020, I think as far as myself goes, I need to maybe regulate myself a little bit in my emotionality.
That's okay. I understand emotional. What you're trying to say.
So yeah, favorite memory from 2019 as podcasters, and we're gonna get off the podcast thing soon. I don't want to bore everybody to tears.
Yeah. Okay. Favorite. This was really tough to say. I mean, it's been a year. That's a long time. I have to say, for one, RLA trip mm-hmm. was freaking incredible. Did I say freaking? What is this? What's that show?
You can say fucking.
I know. The
Good Place.
Good Place. Mm-hmm. So that was awesome. Met so many cool people. Had such great, fun interviews.
A lot
going
of good
out,
food.
A lot of good food. Oh, that was so much fun. And that would not have happened had it not been for the podcast.
Yep.
Meeting the people that we did.
Mm-hmm. That was mine too. LA.
Yeah, I assume so.
Yeah.
Another one that I had was watching our numbers grow, our community grow, and the reach of people that were getting to and the feedback we're getting from them, mm-hmm. I think is, I never ever imagined anything like that happening. Mm-hmm. I'm still blown away. Like today, I'm still blown away about, you know, by what we're seeing from our community.
I know.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that's why we have to really take so much time to thank everybody, because as much as I do sometimes as a person concentrate on, you know, it's like I said before, there could be a room full of people who are, you know, who love you and who are laughing and who are this, and you find the one person who isn't. I really do. Our supporters far outshine our, you know, the negative stuff, and I'm so grateful. And we
by
have,
so far, I
yeah,
mean, you
and they're so incredible. I know. It's hard, man. I'm trying to walk the talk. Yeah. I'm trying to be the person who, listen, I read memes and repost memes all the time about, you got to be the person who is rising above all the hate and all of this and all of that. And I see a meme like that, or people see a meme like that, and you're like, yes, rock on. But then in real life, it's hard to put that into action. But I'm working on it.
You need to be like Howard. We've said that before, but
yeah,
he doesn't read them because he can't take the negative.
Right. I know.
Comments.
I know. But yeah. Yeah, well, listen, when I get to Howard's level, okay. I promise not to read any negative feedback.
All right. Are we done with the podcast stuff?
Well, just favorite episode of 2019.
That's too hard. I couldn't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the things we were embarrassed to admit was fun.
I think that might have been 2018.
Oh, yeah? Was it? Maybe it was early 19?
Well,
I
could tell you what the episode of 2019 that we got the most feedback and it was the highest downloaded.
Most feedback and the highest download. Which one?
Which one do you think?
And well, I don't know what was 18 or 19.
Our highest 18, our highest ever is guilt.
Yeah, still. That's what I was going to say. That's 18, right?
Yeah, that's 2018. Yeah. Our 2019 was mental load. Highest downloaded was the mental load.
That makes sense.
And I still get tons of messages from people because I think that it, the mental load, it gave a name to something that so many people were feeling and couldn't quite put into words.
Yeah, it was the first time I ever heard of it.
Yeah.
I totally get it now. I mean, we're going to do a part two very soon.
Yes, we have to.
We have been talking about that.
Mm-hmm. But that was by far, I got a lot of people saying, you know, not a lot. Yeah, that was by far the most messages of people saying, holy shit, I have been feeling this for so long. I had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Life Coach Amy, for bringing that. And since then, there have been a lot of books written.
I'm seeing that. I don't know if it's I'm seeing it more or
no,
it's appearing
it's
more.
It's appearing more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Before we move on.
I forgot about that. Uh-huh.
And we'll be right back. Okay. Wow, we're late for a break.
Yeah, sorry. Oops. Yeah. Okay.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, I asked some of like lighter questions of our favorite things from 2019, whether it be a brand that you discovered or movies or TV shows, and I'm sure everybody who's listening can also think about 2019 as far as like, what were your favorite things, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
Oprah-esque. So what, talk to me about your favorite movies, TV shows.
I will be happy to, but I might be a little boring for
you
2019.
Well, yeah, I listed my guilty pleasures and I was like, Adam can't even do this because your guilty pleasure is watching the same movie that you've been watching since you were 12.
Yeah, there's no 2019 movies that I'm into. They're 1985 and 1995 movies.
I need to do a poll on Instagram about this. If other husbands do this, that you, it's really hard to get you to watch any show, any new show,
mm-hmm.
but you are more than happy to watch a fucking show that you have seen 250 times before.
I love
like a rerun comes on and you're like, oh, I'll watch this again.
Yes.
I would never do that.
I can't do that.
I can't watch. I mean, fine. If Shawshank is on and I'm literally like sitting on my computer doing work or something, I'll leave it on. But you will sit there and watch it as if it is the first time you are watching it.
I don't know if that's true so
much.
Yes,
you sit there with nothing else going on. I'm multitasking doing six different things. And you're like watching it.
No, I'm playing SimCity on my iPad.
Oh,
so
right.
I am busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite?
No, but what I was also saying was why it might be boring is if because, which we'll get to a little bit later, but this was kind of a growth year for me. So I was not really concentrating on myself and products and things. And I was kind of...
We weren't spending any money.
Yeah, I wasn't spending money.
This was the year of not spending money.
Yeah.
Well, we were trying not to.
Yeah, we were trying not to. And I was really focusing on this podcast. So kind of my involvement was I was either working or working on the podcast. So I didn't have much... fun this year. Other than no that's not to say, because the podcast and you know is so much fun. I love doing this so much, so this is my new fun. So maybe that's my how's that, is that an answer? And then the podcast is that's something that I found for 2019.
Okay.
No.
Well, you watch a lot of TV.
Okay. I did find some new shows that are actually brand new that I really did enjoy.
Okay, so your recommendations.
My recommendations are, number one, if you have not seen The Boys on Amazon Prime, I think it is, that's really good. You haven't watched it. I don't know if you'll like it or not. You might. So that's number one. Check it out. It's really cool. I also watched The Widow, which I think you would like. You might want to try that. That was really good. And I'm not a Star Wars guy, But Mandalorian is really good.
Oh.
I watched in maybe a day and a half the 6 episodes that are available.
Huh.
It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to keep watching it.
Okay.
Did
you watch it with the kids or without the kids?
No, by myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My top for 2019, I loved, and you did too, Dead to Me with Christine Applegate.
Yeah, I did like that.
That was great. And I mean, for me, the best was the Big Little Lies season 2. I loved Big Little Lies season 2. I don't know if it's the stage I'm at in life right now and what you and I have gone through recently with financial stuff and personal stuff, but I identified with so much of what was going on in the show to a different degree. And there was like Reese Witherspoon's in that, Nicole Kidman, Zoe Kravitz, like just a powerhouse cast. And like there's no weak link. They're all amazing. And Laura Dern's character, I talked about in the finance episode, how she's the one who she smashes the shit out of the train set and everything. I just thought she was amazing and phenomenal. And I was never a fan of hers before. Now I'm a huge fan. So I loved that. And also music wise, I think Billie Eilish is incredible.
Yeah, I've heard her once or twice. What I've heard, she is incredible.
She is. And she's doing everything differently. Like, her music is different and new. Her whole teen persona is so refreshing. Like, just the way she dresses and the way she does her hair. And she still lives in the same house she grew up in. And if you watch Carpool Karaoke with, God, what's his name? The Carpool Karaoke guy, late night with...
Are you asking me?
I know.
To answer this?
Anyway, if you watch Carpool Karaoke, they go to her house, her old house growing up. And not her old house. She still lives there. And like, it's... You look at the house and you're like, I can't believe she lives there.
How old is she?
She just turned 18.
Okay.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And she records with her brother. Like, it's just such a nice, innocent, fantastic situation. It's refreshing, in my opinion. My guilty pleasures this year were Netflix's The Show You and the show What If with Renee Zellweger.
Don't know it.
Yeah.
You didn't mention The Morning Show.
Well, I'm not there yet.
Oh.
Yeah, The Morning Show was great because that's the first show that I actually haven't went ahead of you.
I know. See, we can't watch TV together because you always skip ahead.
No, that's not true. I don't skip ahead. I want to watch it. I would rather watch something new, a new episode that comes out, than watch something old. And you would rather be like, do you want to watch Interstellar again for the 72nd time? And I'm like, no, I want to watch a new episode of a show.
Well, The Morning Show, we're finally connecting. We're finally, on par with each other.
And
that
I'm so impressed with those women for what, by those women, I mean Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. I'm so impressed with them for putting themselves out there and doing this show because I think it took guts to do this.
Yeah. There's a lot of that coming out now, too. There's the new movie coming out.
Bombshell.
Bombshell.
Yeah, well, it's all after Time's Up and Me Too. It's all in the same.
And there's been so much of that, too. There was this show with...
Loudest Voice with Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, All Necessary Stuff.
And
it's really good.
They're all amazing, but they're all pretty crazy too. I mean, just to think, I mean, this is based on reality.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Well, that's
shit.
Why it's so important. But I also just listened to the podcast, The Mysterious Mr. Epstein, which is all about Andrew Epstein, who was the one who was like had the sex trafficking ring and everything.
Yeah.
That was crazy too, but really good. I recommend it.
Andrew Epstein, is that his name? Andrew?
It was his name?
Not Andrew.
No, what's his name? Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Right.
So, so that was good. Okay, so who do you think were the top paid celebrities of 2019?
Oh man. You know what? It's too hard for me to say
because
I don't know current celebrities. I just know.
Number one, this is all according to like Forbes. Taylor Swift, $185 million in 2019.
Good for her.
Kylie Jenner, who was like 26 maybe, maybe even younger, $170 million. Third is Kanye West with $150 million. And The Rock is up there with $89.4 million. Bradley Cooper and Adam Sandler tied for like fourth. And Howard Stern was number 12. making $93 million.
Hmm.
I don't know he made more than The Rock or something, but I don't know how that all works out.
He made $93 million in 2019. Howard Stern. I thought his numbers were never, like, he never talks about that.
I don't, I think most celebrities don't talk about it. I think Forbes just figures it out. They always say it's inaccurate, though, so who knows? But I have a winner for 2019. My, like, 2019 winner was, like, I think Pete Davidson wins 2019.
Who's that?
So he's the guy from SNL. He's kind of, like, gawky looking. Mm. I mean, he's cute.
Okay, I just don't even.
But he's really, you would know him if you saw him. He's kind of like a troubled guy. He talks a lot about, you know, how he's been really troubled his whole life. In 2019, he was engaged to Ariana Grande.
Okay.
She's like the.
I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale, who's in The Widow.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't engaged to her, but he was with her. And now he's dating Kaia Gerber, who is Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Oh,
so in 2019, and if you see him, he wins.
Yeah.
If you see him, he's like not a guy you would picture with any.
So how did that happen?
I don't know.
Was he like a really
good
guy?
He apparently has a really big penis.
Obviously. I mean, that was given.
Ariana Grande did like a post about his penis.
Oh, really?
She didn't post his penis, but she talked about it.
And
Howard Stern talks
about it. Like,
no, I don't know. But that's, you know, the story behind
funny.
It. Very funny. He's probably a really sweet, sensitive guy. You know, he's got a lot of, like, I think emotional issues and stuff, but he's probably also really, like, empathetic and stuff. And he's obviously very talented. Listen, I'm not saying he shouldn't have dated them. I'm just saying he wins.
It sounds like he wins.
Most streamed artist on Spotify of 2019 was Post Malone. Do you know who he is?
Yeah, I do. The tattoos. Yeah.
I had a few disappointments.
What's his music style?
I think it's rap.
Okay. I've only seen him on Jimmy Fallon.
I don't know. Our son
music.
Loves him, but whenever they listen to music, they have their headphones in.
Right.
So I don't hear it. I just see what they're listening to.
Well, they're probably listening to something that's streaming from their phone while watching TV, while playing on an iPad.
Right. They're watching YouTube and they're, multitasking in their own way.
Right.
I had a few disappointments. Number one, the new Black Mirror season.
And I heard good things about it, too.
I know. They got great reviews. You and I did not like it.
No. Should we give it another shot?
Yeah, we can give it another shot. And I started watching Stranger Things season 3, and I'm done. I can't.
Oh, really?
I couldn't get through it.
I didn't start to. I was going to when I had time, but I liked one. So,
so you didn't get past one.
Not because I didn't want to.
I liked two also. I liked season two.
I just like kind of, like there's so much to watch. I forgot, you know, and time and whatever.
I think some of these shows, the first season is always phenomenal. And then I feel like it's just repeat over and over again. Like I feel like the shock value of the first season and all the cool things they do is really good. And then it starts to get repetitive.
Yeah. I kind of understand.
Yeah.
Well, but I feel like I have to say that we just said something about Black Mirror, but I think Black Mirror could be like maybe our favorite show we've ever watched together, besides 24.
24.
Yes.
Absolutely. Taking us back to 2004.
When you were pregnant, we streamed.
Yep.
No, there was no streaming. There was no streaming. What would we DVR?
We should rewatch 24.
Do?
Yeah, we DVR'd it.
DVR'd it?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you were pregnant, we would stay up to like 2 in the morning watching so many episodes. But anyway, so Black Mirror, we love. I mean, and that's my kind of show.
Yeah.
Like, pick a perfect show for me, that's it. And I love every episode. And then when the last season came out, we were really disappointed.
Yeah.
So I want to kind of preface saying this is an incredible show and we should give it another shot.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so a few more personal things that I want to talk about to close out.
We got to take a break.
I thought we just took a break.
No.
Oh.
We'll take another quick break.
Oh, okay.
We'll be right back.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
All right, a few more personal things that I wanted to just talk about that might get people thinking about their own stuff. Also, on Fridays, by the time this comes out, it'll be Monday. So this past Friday, our questions were not date night questions. I put out just like questions you can sit around and talk about with your family since everyone's going to be having family parties and everything. And not a lot of people have time for date night. So a lot of these questions are in there about 2019 and hopes for 2020 and everything that you can sit around with your family and talk about. And actually tomorrow night we're going to a friend's house and we're going to bring those questions and do them. They were
okay.
Fun.
Yeah. Okay.
So some of them were something, well, you're not going to talk about this with your family, but something sexual you did that you loved in 2019. Did you answer that?
I did, but once again, I don't know if it was 2018 or 2019. 2019.
That makes it sound like we only had sex like 3 times.
Well, no, because my favorite thing happened somewhere between a year and a half ago and today, and I don't remember.
Was it the cock ring?
It was.
I knew it was going
to
be the cock ring.
I was going to shout out Flirty Girl, okay, Brooke. Thank you.
Yeah, you do love that cock ring.
I do. What else did we use from her?
We used the clit sucker, but I used the clit sucker.
Nothing else that I was part of?
No.
From her? That was the only thing?
No, those were the only things. And like a great lube that she got us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I knew you loved the clit sucker.
Well, number one, because...
I mean, not the clit sucker. You love the cock.
Yeah. Number one, because it was just different. And I never tried anything different before like that. Like toy or anything like that.
That was the first sex toy we ever used together.
First sex toy I've ever used ever.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And I really liked it. It felt great. I did it feel good for you?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to break that thing out.
Okay. I mean, when you say it like that, it's so romantic.
I'm going to use that. Nice.
Yeah. No, I know you do. That was fun. But yeah, that was 2018. It was a good try, though.
That counts.
Yeah. Well, we still used it in 2019. But I was going to say so we had an episode with Leah. Again, it's all a big blur. I don't know when the first sexual communication episode was. We talked about the fact that you don't talk very much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. You're talking now, boy.
I am.
You are.
Check that off of my personal growth.
I know. I will. You are talking now. I love it. Well, it's a little bit like the parent who the kid won't talk for a little while and you're so scared. And then after a little while, they start talking and they won't shut up. And you're like, okay. I got it. I see it. Like,
really?
No,
too much?
No. I'm just saying, like, no. But you definitely went from point A to point B pretty damn fast. But you are comfortable now, boy.
Oh, too much?
No,
not good?
I love it. It's
Stop.
Great.
You don't
no,
like it?
It's
I'm done.
Super
I'm
fun.
I'm never doing it again.
Oh, boy. No, really. No, I'm just saying. You got real. You went.
Listen, I was trying to grow.
Let me tell you, you grew.
Thank you.
You get the MIP, most improved player. You did great. But that was definitely a new thing this year.
I think the podcast probably
helped that.
Did I just get the most improved award?
The most improved for talking.
Not the most valuable, but the most improved.
You are the most improved, the most valuable, and sportsmanship, all three.
I'm like that kid who got the third place ribbon now.
No, I'm just saying you went from like being super fearful of it.
Yeah.
To being super comfortable. And I think the podcast has a lot to do with it. Like, you're just more comfortable.
Yeah, talking.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't stop. I love it.
Okay.
Okay, so something sexual you want to try in 2020. I want people at home to think about this too. It's important. And Leo will be very proud of you for thinking about it.
Okay, well, based on my loving experience of 2018 or 19 or whatever year it was, I'd say maybe more sex toys.
Okay.
Right. What else? Like, what else is there?
Oh my
God!
There's so much.
Without, like, toys or something. I don't know.
Well, it could be anything simple. I was gonna say it's been a really long time. All my fault. All because of me. It's been a really long time since we had sex with the lights on. I don't know if you noticed that. We've had morning sex.
We have morning sex.
Yeah, we have morning sex, but it's different because I
don't want the lights on.
Oh.
No, not because of you.
Damn.
No,
What, like, okay, then.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Who, like, why, for what?
Just to, like, look in each other's eyes, and I don't know. It's a different experience.
Okay.
But it's all my fault that we don't, because I'm totally so self-conscious. Is. Yeah, definitely.
But I would never say, hey, let's turn the lights on, because
well, I'm more just something. Like, but when you walk in the room, if you forget to turn the lights off, I'm like, turn the lights off.
Yeah.
So I more want to just be like a confident enough. It's more about, it's not so much about having the lights on. It's about me building a confidence
okay.
that I want to have and feel okay. Like, I don't want to wait.
Yeah, but with me.
I was always like waiting to lose weight. I was always waiting to work out enough. I was always, no, I don't want to wait for those things anymore. I just want to feel comfortable.
Like, I don't make you feel comfortable. That
well, but you haven't seen me with my clothes off in a while without, so yeah. No, I'm not blaming you. It's not you. It's me. Trust me. I asked you about something that you learned about parenting in 2019.
Yeah, I was a little like confused by this, that I learned about parenting.
Just, I don't know, something new that happened. I mean, we have suddenly have a high schooler now.
The only thing is, I guess, more craziness. I mean, one in high school, one in middle school, one in elementary school.
Yeah.
So it's more chaos.
Yeah, logistically, like driving and stuff. Yeah.
Other than that, I don't know if I learned anything about parenting.
Well, we did have a big, a lot of months back, we had, I wrote about it today on Instagram. Our oldest, who is 14 now, in eighth grade, she decided she wanted to apply to a drama program. So our oldest, as we've spoken about her before, she has some social anxiety and everything. She's super cool with us talking about it. She doesn't care. And she's not an athlete. She's a fantastic writer. She's like an advocate for all the things that she loves. And she's found her niche in a lot of different ways, but not in ways that are usually like rewarded in high school yet. But she decided that she wanted to join this drama program. And it was drama program in a school that you have to apply to the school to get in. And she had lessons every week, or acting lessons every week. She worked countless hours on her monologue, like all this stuff. And then the day came to find out, and it just said denied.
Yeah. That was awful.
Awful.
Yeah. We were 30 minutes into...
No, we were more than that, like an hour and a half.
No, it wasn't that. But whatever it was, but we were a good, let's say, hour into a trip driving to Vermont, which is a six-hour drive, and turned around and went home.
Yeah, she was devastated.
We all were.
We were.
We were just sad.
We were devastated for her because we were sort of like, we wanted her to just finally find her thing, and we thought maybe this would be it. But I wrote on Instagram today, and I really feel like this, and I did it because... I think especially at this time of year when people are finding out about colleges, and getting into their dream schools, and people are posting about it online, and getting into all different programs and getting honor roll for the first half of the year and everything. Like, I also wanted to show that here we are 10 months later, and I think personally, it was a really good thing that she didn't get into that program.
I know, I agree.
Yeah,
I don't think that was for her.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, and I think that she learned an amazing lesson in resilience, and she still is submitting her writing even with knowledge that maybe she won't get accepted when she submits it places and everything. Like, she hasn't given up. So it's a really good lesson in the fact that you can get knocked down, and even as a parent, as heart-wrenching it is to watch, you get through it. So to me, that was a huge lesson, because in that moment when I felt physically ill, and I was like, I don't know if she's going to recover from this. I don't know if we're going to recover from this. It felt really devastating, on top of the fact that she's not a star athlete. She just not a... You know, these other things that I feel like she's always on the sidelines for. But I think we dealt with it really well.
Yeah, and I think she's finding her thing that she really wants to do.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was it.
Totally.
And she was trying so hard to be something that wasn't her.
Right. And sometimes the path is different than the one you think it's going to be. And... that was a big lesson for us and for her.
Yeah. Good.
So I think that was my big parenting thing of this year, was I really thought that we weren't going to make it through that. And I know people are going to start hearing from colleges and, private schools or whatever it is you're going to hear from, and you might, there might be rejections coming, but it might be for the best.
Yeah.
So
that definitely happened for a reason.
I agree.
Yeah.
But the last question I have is an experience you want to have in 2020. And this is something I think everybody should think about that's on your immediate bucket list, like something realistic, you know. Like, I eventually want to go on an African safari. I know that's not happening in 2020.
African safari.
I do.
I don't want to go on an African safari.
Okay, then I'll go with someone else. No, but I didn't say with you.
I do, but I don't. Just I think we talked about this.
No,
already.
But you're wrong.
As long as the animals are okay.
Yes, it's not like going to Great Adventure, like that safari.
It's not the same thing?
It's completely different.
Oh, I thought it was the same.
No. I mean, we have to look into it more, but no. But something that's on your immediate bucket list that you could... Actually, it's not like that's not in the cards for us anytime soon.
Okay.
But something that is
something attainable for in 2020.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I said in the beginning, my answers are going to be very boring, kind of mundane, like whatever. And I'm going to continue with that right now. We've experienced a lot in our lives together. And within the last year, we've experienced growth in our relationship, in this podcast, and, you know, we've had some setbacks, and I want to continue growing. I want us to both continue with the way that we've been really loving each other and how our relationship has grown.
In the past 3 months.
3 months. It started a year ago. Where we kind of had an explosion of rage and craziness and...
Yeah, it was like the volcanic eruption.
Yeah, and so it kind of led up to the last 3 months. And in the last 3 months, I think it's been kind of perfect, like kind of awesome. And I want that to continue. So that's my goal for 2020 is to just make that happen. I don't like we did the vacations, we did the big houses, we did the big, you know, everything. I just want to come, like, kind of be set back and just be and be happy.
Yeah, I agree with the house part. I'm fuck that. I'm done with that whole big fuck that. I've never even going to go there. But I don't like the vacation part of that.
I'm not saying we won't do a vacation.
Okay, but here's the thing is that I feel like on a bucket list, you talk about a bucket list as if it's something that should start in 20 years, but I want it to start kind of soon, and traveling places is on that list for me.
Okay, so here, so for vacations,
I would like I'm gonna a cut vacation you off. In 2020.
Here it is, ready? Mm-hmm. The kids have been begging for a Disney vacation. How's that for a vacation?
Yeah, sure. That works.
We
for
haven't
me.
Done. We used to go every year. It was either Disney World or Disney Cruise.
Yeah, we just talked about that in the Never Have I Ever
episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it's been, what, 3-4 years?
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe if we did something like that.
Oh, more than that. No, Jonah was a baby last time we went. Yeah, he's 8 now, so it's got to be 7 years. He was a baby. Yeah.
I would like to do Disney again.
I would too.
Okay, put that on my bucket list. I want to go back to Disney. I like it there.
Yeah, but yeah, I want to start working towards crossing some of those bigger things off.
What does that mean?
Yeah, like experiences that we want to have, different, you know, places we want to see. I don't need to stay in a 5-star resort, but I want to see these places. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
One day.
We're not getting any younger. and just 2020, I'm just so excited about it. I think it's going to bring a whole different... My friend wrote a article on her blog, The Thinking Branch. I really love her. She's awesome.
We linked to that on the email.
Yeah. And her word for 2019 was shift. And to me, that's what 2019 was. I think there was a big shift in me personally, in our relationship.
This was a big year for us.
It was a huge year for us.
Both of us.
And again, it was a lot of negative, but a lot of negative that needed to happen. That I think sometimes people are avoiding the negative, but we didn't avoid it. And thank God we didn't.
Right? Yes.
Yes. Thank God we didn't. Yes. Because I do feel like when I wake up in the morning, I think to myself, I feel so much different about our lives now together than I did 6 months ago.
I know that. Mm-hmm. I could tell.
I know you can tell. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we're going to talk more about how we did that. And we have a lot planned for 2020. I have a great guest lineup for interviews. I'm still working on it. There are so many more people that I want to book. But we're just so excited to do it with all of you. For everyone who has supported us in 2019, we cannot be more grateful. Every review, I read everyone, every rating, every message you send me, I try to get back to. If I haven't, it's only because something got accidentally deleted or it got lost. If you have sent me a message and I haven't messaged you back, please message me again, because my goal for 2019 was to respond to every single person.
And you did a very
I'm up until 3 a.m. some nights. I really am. I'm up till 3 a.m. some nights. I don't go to bed until 3 o'clock in the morning. I wake up at 6, but I want to get back to every single person.
I wake up at like 5 o'clock, mm-hmm. and I'll go on my computer. I'll look at emails, and I'll see responses from you at like 2.
Yeah. That's the only time I have it to get 3. Anything done. Yeah. But I,
that's crazy.
But I love it. And people will say, I'm so sorry to bother you. I'm like, don't be sorry to bother me. Right. I love it. It takes me a long time to reply sometimes, but I love reading every single one. And,
A lot of people feel like, oh, I shouldn't bother. No. You're not going to read it.
No.
Send us your messages. We love them. And by the way, send us the voicemails.
We haven't been getting enough. Well, because a lot of times we say stuff like do stuff and then we don't follow through with it. But the voicemails we really will follow through with.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
And that sounds fun. It's a fun part of the episode.
And send us topic ideas. People have done that and we've used a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So I always need good topic ideas.
All right, cool.
And have a wonderful holiday. Next week, we are trying to get our butts together to do a best of 2019. We might not be able to, in which case we're going to re-release an old episode. If people have requests of an old episode that they'd like us to re-release or anything, we could do that. But either way, it's just something fun for you to listen to next week when you're crazed in the holiday spirit. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful holiday. Take some time for yourselves. And we're so grateful. We love you.
Yeah. Bye.